Hello, my friends. We're back. Another episode of Camp Time is Real Time. I'm your host, Sarah. This week, Ty and I are talking with Fink, Matthew Finkelstein, also known as Fink. Think with Fink. He is a current video counselor, and we talked about it all. His lineage at FCDC goes all the way back to Camp Sherwood Forest. So that was really cool to hear about. And then we just talked about Fink's time at camp and all of the roles he's played, all the things he's done. It was really awesome. And, you know, maybe a little sneak peek with, Think with Fink. It's a good one. So buckle up. You're going to like it. Little housekeeping. Hey, send me an email, camptimefcdc@gmail.com. And give us a follow on Instagram at camptime_realtime. What a follow. So, yeah, guys, it's May. We're getting close to the season kicking off. So if you're feeling like you want to talk about camp, if you're feeling like now is the time, I agree with you. I think now is the time. So come on, give me a call. Well, give me an email. Just get in touch with me. Come talk about camp. Everyone wants to hear it. I promise you. All right, buckle up. This is a good one. Off to the pod. Tell me about the lineage of your family.
So
Camp Sherwood Forest.
Yes. So my dad and his brother, my uncle, went to Camp Sherwood Forest during like the real life final years of Sherwood Forest.
Well, exclusive.
So they had horses. I know that Camp FCDC had horses at the beginning, but yeah, so they had horses. Then they also just had, it was almost like a farm. They had other animals too, because when they were, I don't remember exactly, but it was either like the kind of the first year of FCDC or like the last year of Sherwood Forest, they were starting to sell the animals. And my dad got this rabbit and the rabbit grew to be about the size of a small dog. And the rabbit's name was Maybell Gertrude Southern Fry.
Naturally.
So my dad went to the first ever year of FCDC.
Oh,
whoa.
Yes. So like he was talking about, there was this, one, ceramics was on the hill, which is, yeah, but because I remember I showed him the map, of camp, and he was like, oh, kind of near where, Sam's office is right now used to be ceramics.
Outside?
Yeah. Outside ceramics.
Huh. Okay. No kiln.
I think they used a kiln, but it was outside. I don't know how that works, but I think my dad said there was a kiln, or they had to bring it somewhere, because I remember he said that there was a kiln. And there was also, this is kind of the main thing that my dad talks about, is that there was like a ride that was at camp. It was called the spaceship. And it was this kind of zip line type thing that went from the top of the hill and it went down to the bottom. And it was this motorized kind of seat that you would sit in. You could sit in with someone else, and there were no sides to it either. And it was kind of shaped like a rocket ship. And they would ride down, and then they had the motor to pull them back up.
Okay, this is crazy. Eric and I talked about this, remember? And he's like, there used to be a zip line because we were talking about the advent of the bridge, and he's like, I think we used to just zip them over to the woods.
The tribes, which are now troops, they used to be animal names, so we're back. My dad was a bear.
What?
Yeah.
So, but when you guys were of the age to go to camp, was he like, I know where you're going to go.
So this is that's the reason why I, as someone from Mansfield, goes to FCDC.
There you go.
So my brother went, my brother's first year was as a Mohawk in 2002.
Okay.
And then I went, my first year was in 2008 as a Comanche.
Oh, okay.
So I joined a little later.
Okay.
I didn't do junior camp because I also only went 1 week. Or no, not one week, 2 weeks, one session.
One session. Yeah. Okay.
Because my parents were afraid that I wouldn't like it. My cousin is Sam Wolpert.
No way!
Damn.
Come on!
I think I liked it pretty quick.
Yeah.
So I don't remember too much from my Comanche year. I do remember who my first CIT was, though.
Ooh, who was it?
It was Chris Casella. The Casellas were a family that went to camp too, because there was Anthony, who
Olivia
was my brother.
Too, right?
Yes, Olivia. And Anthony was my brother's age.
Missed to be my by 1 year, I think.
Yeah. Because I had heard about the Legends of Ty from my brother, because Ty is very cool.
I don't want to.
That's why we do the pod, Ty. That's why we do the pod.
So I had heard from Aaron. I know about Ty, and then Rachel became the theater counselor after you.
Okay.
And then she was, for me, she was the theater counselor for pretty much all of my time as a camper.
Okay.
I believe she switched to ceramics when I was a Dakota, maybe my last year. And then Alana became the ceramics counselor after that.
What was Fink like as a camper? I'm dying to know, because I only know you as a staff member, Fink, as authority. So
Shay Mitch kind of told me the same thing about how she only knew me as the CIT and the assistant and the head counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is because as a camper, I was never one to go up at sing to tell a joke or sing a song, or I mean, I would go up with my tribe because that's what campers do.
But you made the CIT cut. That's amazing.
Yes. So I think it's because my brother was a CIT.
Okay.
Who's in your tribe? Like, who is in your tribe? Who are some of the names that we might recognize?
In the Cheyennes, Rachel Giddings is my age. And then Molly O'Toole was also a Cheyenne with Rachel.
It must have been a good year then. Oh.
Yeah. And then Hayden, the eldest of the Dohertys, was a Cheyenne as well. Ty, do you remember Randy?
Of course. Romantic Randy.
Oh, romantic. There was something about candy too.
Yeah, he loves to eat his candy because he's so romantic.
Yeah. He finally met as Dakotas. And he would always steal my hat.
Classic
Randy. Classic Randy.
Yeah. Classic Randy, yeah.
Do you remember any of the counselors you had going through the years?
So as a Shawnee, I believe my head counselors were Jen Friday and Garrett.
Ooh, good ones there.
And I remember, I don't remember if it was this year that as a Shawnee when I was with Garrett, but I remember there was a head freeze, the freeze dance, and all the campers wanted him out because whenever the music stopped, all the campers would be like, Garrett. It was really, and like, even Tom was like, hey, cut it out.
Jen Friday was my camper as a Navajo.
Ooh, yeah, I know all the Fridays.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
AJ.
I had AJ
was an assistant when I was a camper.
Okay.
And then I think I worked with him for maybe a year.
Was there AJ and an Andrew Friday?
Yes.
Yeah. AJ, if you're out there, come on the pod.
So I had Allie Landry, as a Cherokee, and I also had her again as a Dakota.
Oh, cool.
So I had her twice.
Nice.
Then I had Sam Cowell. An Apache.
Is he any good?
Yes.
Whatever happened to him? That's great.
I don't know. And I remember one time in particular as an Apache, we had gone to video. And apparently my group, I don't remember what exactly happened, but my tribe was very rowdy in video. Mm-hmm. And Mike must have told Sam to say, hey, give the Apache a talking to. Because I remember at the end of flag, at the end of the day, he was like, all right, everybody take a knee. And I was like, oh, no. I just remember, I know I didn't really do anything, but I was like, oh, I gotta take this punishment. But Sam is the best though. And having him, because I was there for the switch from Tom to Sam.
Yep.
Because I believe the switch was when I was a first year assistant.
Second year, I think. You can't go there for 1 year before.
And so I got to see kind of the differences as and it was something that I have noticed, and maybe it was just because I was a CIT, but I have noticed that like I will know what the competition is beforehand. Not even knowing what the competition is, but just knowing that there is a competition that day. Because as a CIT, I'd be like, I have no idea what's going on.
Do you think you just know camp a little bit better now that you're on the other end of it? And that's the reason why?
Well, maybe, but as a CIT, I had no idea when any schedule changes were. Maybe I was just never told or I didn't.
I'm always surprised by the competition too. At this point, I don't quite get it.
Yeah, you get that paper in the morning. That's when you find out like, oh, we're all meeting at the top of the hill. You were there for the 40th anniversary, right?
Yes, I was a Mohegan, and I was still a camper, but I was like, man, this is a big deal. And they did all these ceremonies, and then they were like, they unveiled a plaque by the tree, by flag, like that old big tree. And I was like, man, this is a huge deal. And now, as the 50th year, which is way bigger than 40, and being the head counselor, so I'll know kind of the behind the scenes a little bit, it's going to be nuts. I don't know what to expect.
The anticipation is killing us.
Yeah. Even like last year when I was the 49th, I was like, man, what are they going to do?
Yeah, you're feeling it already. I know.
Yeah.
What's your like most Olympic level moment of a competition where you felt like, you really brought it down?
I do pretty well in freeze dance.
You are a great freeze dancer. That's right.
I typically make it to the finals, but I never win.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Maybe this year.
I remember pretty accurately what happened. So okay. I was reading the Far Side comics. I remember Tom came up to me and he put his hand on my shoulder and he said, Fink, I got this idea for you. And I was like, okay. Just because if Tom tells you to do something, same with Sam too, you do it.
Yes. Yeah.
Especially as a CIT. First year CIT.
Yeah.
And he said, all right, I got this idea. We're going to at Sing, and I don't know when, but Sing, I'm going to call you up and you're going to sit with me on the picnic table and we're going to go from there. Because I think he saw something in me that I didn't. And that's something that camp has done is that camp will see things that I don't see in myself. I think that's kind of the big kind of lesson that I've learned from camp. I don't know if that's a lesson, but
it is
a moral. I don't know.
It is.
But so I think maybe like 2 or 3 days later, I got called up And I don't remember exactly when the name came up.
I just want to say you described that perfectly. Tom coming up, putting his hand on your shoulder, saying, "I've got an idea." And like knowing now, I've never experienced a Think with Fink. But it sounds like something that Tom came up with. It just like it just does. And I love it.
I don't know the questions beforehand. I don't know the counselors beforehand. Mm-hmm. And I have to answer them. And we go about maybe 5-6 questions, and then then Tom will say, "Oh, that's time." And then
it's an exploration through Fink's mind in a way that just it flows like a river bend going all the way from to the Charles River.
All right. Well, let's do this because we have the 50th anniversary coming up, and we want your mind to be sharp for this coming summer. So why don't we take some questions?
Hi, Fink. This is Mike Cowell here. Thank you so much for taking our questions today. My question is about the evolution of camp over the generations and how, even though it's a very timeless place, some things do eventually change. For example, you're a video counselor, so you'll know that the camera technology and projectors and all that stuff has evolved over the years. And in archery, they have new bows and arrows that are much better than the ones they used to have. So even though it's timeless, you come back after a couple of years and a few things have changed. So my question for you is, 100 years from now, how do you picture FCDC being different? So activities or sing or the pool in 100 years, in the year 2122, what does FCDC look like? Thank you.
Oh boy. So I think the tent is going to be made out of a new material, and it's going to be a full-time structure. We will eventually replace the green carpets, or maybe not actually. That really depends. And I think boating will probably have motors in them, and we can probably go like farther along the river might not exist in 100 years, so there might not even be boating. But I think there will be cowls still at camp. And I think there will be Giddings at camp. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And like kind of the major families. I think there will be some generations and ancestors and that would be there. I think video will not have cameras anymore, but it will be like implanted in your eyes. Because Google Glasses were a thing, and then everybody said, "No, that's pretty lame, let's not do that anymore." But I think, oh man, what are some other things? Ceramics will be automatically hardening clay. I don't know how that's gonna work, but it will. And then paint will stay the color that you want it to be. Oh. And it would not turn red to pink or blue to light gray. And I think there would just be a lot of, the bell probably will be something entirely different. It might be like a siren.
What does that siren sound like, probably?
It would be like a nuclear fallout.
Oh yeah, of course.
That would be terrible, but that might what it be.
So. Every 45 minutes, no less. That would be a lot.
Oh man. But I think there would be some things that are similar, though. I think the overall kind of structure of camp would be the same, where it would be, I think, five activities is not going to change. I think there will still be, I think all of the activities that are still at camp will probably continue to be there. There may be some additions, maybe like yoga.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, yoga. Well,
really getting that yoga in there.
Right.
And motion.
Motion. What do you do in motion?
It would be similar to yoga, I think.
But they called it movement back in the day.
Movement.
Yeah, it was just dance. One and done.
So he would be like up on and sing, and it was the funniest thing we would ever get to do the whole time. And I think they're so great for doing that each year.
For video, do you have double blocks of kids, or is it just like 45s?
So yes, we do have double blocks of video. Now the schedule was very different last year because we had the moose.
Right.
And so the schedule was completely different. And we also had, because in video, we used to only have, it would be Shawnee and, it'd be Cherokee and Navajo up.
Right.
Last year we had Shawnee and Chippewa ages as well.
Oh, huge for them.
Oh,
it was huge for them. They were actually really good.
Yeah.
They were very good at like idea generation. Mm. Just coming up with like silly, just like 15 second ideas that can be kind of expanded upon. So that was really good. So we just saw more kids.
Yeah. So it used to be, I believe the reason that video was Cherokee and up was because music was only for up until Mi'kmaq inexplicably.
Yeah. Yes.
And so that was the, you know, change it. But like, when you think about it, really, like, why not have the little kids have video? Like, yeah, they're like, it makes sense that they would have great ideas.
Yeah. They would be in one. They're always the funniest. I love it.
Yeah.
Entry.
Just a note, and I don't know if this is in the summer 2022 budget, but my son had a little league parade this week, and they just like marched down the street. It was very cute. Mm-hmm. But someone had a drone, and drones are to today's kids what just regular video cameras were to us back in the day, where the kids were like swarming it and like wanted to be in it. And like,
so you know, Mike, when he was the video counselor, and I don't remember what year this was, but it was maybe like 2017, 2018, he had a drone for one of the videos. Mm-hmm. I think it was like session 3.
Oh my gosh.
And he did like a flyover of camp.
It was a good show.
It was.
That's awesome.
But I don't think it was his. I think he borrowed it from someone. So I don't have that.
Maybe you have a connection to a drone.
Yeah. I need to find that.
If anyone has a drone connection, we need it.
No.
We need it for the 50th.
Well, I have a question, Fink. If my memory is right, were you a floater for 1 year?
Yes, I was. It was 2019.
Now, this position is an interesting job. What do you, as a floater, what happens?
So that year I was in the Mohawks with Angel Longo. That was session 1. Session 2, I was with Shay in Adventure. And session 3, I was with John Sage in Music, I think.
Floater, okay. as a head counselor?
Assistant. No.
So what this happens is they're an assistant by trade, but if anything were to happen, they get to go up to pitch in and jump in. They float.
Got it. Like a senior. Got it. Yeah. Okay.
So Rachel was a floater as well, but she was at the pool. So
did you ever get to float at all while you were there?
Yes. twice, or maybe like one and a half.
Okay.
Because there's one day that I was with the Mohawks. That's what I was assigned to. And Angela had to come in late. So I was that head counselor for 4 hours, maybe.
How'd you do? What was it?
I actually went to theater.
Well, it was a great day, though.
So it was a great day. Nothing went wrong. And then there was, I think it was also session one. Mike had to be out for a couple days. So I was the head counselor in games.
Wow.
For like, I want to say a full day. Maybe it was like a day and a half. And it was the day that we had to do the skits.
Okay. The show. Yeah.
So and I remember I had to announce what our skit was at the beginning of the day.
Oh gosh, the pressure it must be to be a floater.
And I was like, oh, the Micmacs are going to have this great skit that I know so much about.
Nice.
Awesome. But I think other than those two instances, I don't think I floated other than that.
Think, how do you feel about the slogan, making memories, changing lives?
So one, well, I have two things. One is a story that Scott Sorensen told about how Gail got the idea. Yep. Was hilarious. But something that I like to do is I like to change the words around a little bit. Oh. I like to say, changing memories, making lives.
It's like
maybe that's for your the camp that exists in 2022. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I was the Woodlore counselor for a day. We did a switch. We did a head counselor switch that day. And I was head of Woodlore.
How did it go?
By memory serving me correctly, we spent 20 minutes on the rules, but I loved every moment of it.
That is being a good counselor, in my opinion.
Yes.
If you can kill 20 minutes reading the rules, whoo, you've done your job.
You know that.
And then I had one of the oldest tribes that day. I don't remember which one. I don't think it was the moose, but I think it was like eagles or whatever the other one was, hawks. And we went out to the power lines, and we did that in one activity. And we saw a heron. So ooh, that was pretty cool.
There you go. Very cool.
And you brought a little feature to them.
Yeah, and that was a success. All right, time to head back.
So it sounds like you will be in video this summer. What? Yes. Any sneak peeks? For what we can expect.
So I think with Maura being my head counselor partner, I think we'll see a bit more like current events type things.
Oh, that's a good, I could see that being a thing that Maura brings into the table.
Yeah, sure. Like more like, because all of my ideas are just kind of like from 12 years ago. That would have been really funny.
Yeah, yeah, that's the best kind, though. That's... Yeah.
So I think we'll, because we actually, Maura and I have a shared doc that we write down ideas on.
And oh my gosh.
Love it.
I need to be working it. On the oft season.
Yeah. Jeez. Guys, this is more than a 6-week job.
For video last year, at the beginning of the year, like when we're doing, when we're there for orientation, video went off to a great start because the computer in the video room had not been used in 2 years. And it died.
Right. Oh no. Stay down there in the stables?
Yeah, I think so.
I can't believe it didn't work. Okay. Yeah.
Billy had to run to the store and buy us a new computer.
No.
Yeah.
They usually buy like a couple boxes of popsicles. He went to buy a computer. Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Different costs, different days.
And because I believe 2019, that was the first year that they went digital. Ooh. So it's certainly possible that the summer of 2019's videos are lost to time.
I bet Mike keeps it close.
I think Mike, yeah.
Well, Mike told me that they might be lost to time because he was not the video counselor then.
Ooh, you're right.
The off to fourth activity thing, tangent. Oh. What is that?
Oh, it's a great one.
Oh, I was actually one of the first campers to do that. I wasn't first, so I don't have any cool award for that. Mm-hmm. And so what you do at the end of sing, there will be a camper who's chosen. I think it's chosen by Mike. Mm-hmm. Now, I think it used to be chosen by Sam. Mm-hmm. But Mike would pick a camper for that session.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, all right, that's the kid who's doing it. And then that kid will stand up and it'll do like just kind of like, almost like a dab. Sure. And they'll say off to fourth activity at the end of sing. And then that's our dismissal from sing.
That's awesome. We did that when I was a camper.
You did?
Way, 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 way back in the day. And it didn't stick.
So they brought it back.
Yeah. Maybe a summer. Because my friend Aaron and I have this weird memory of like someone just going off to fourth activity. And it was maybe one summer. And that's so funny. So now it's like a staple.
It's a staple now.
It's been a staple for more than 10 years.
That's great.
Sometimes this is a lesson. Sometimes a failed moment could be a magical moment later on in the world. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Time. It's just ahead of its time back then.
That's awesome.
Oh, and you need something right after sing too.
There was a pool game called Dibble.
Dibble.
And it's it's on Wacky Wednesdays. They will throw this little, I think it's like a golf tee into the pool in the deep end. And the campers have to look for it. And then when they see it, they jump in and they have to scream
Dibble. Dibble. Yes, I love Dibble.
Yeah.
We used to play this.
Yeah. I can't see without my glasses like Velma from school.
You can't see without his glasses. Well,
I was terrible. I was terrible. And I remember whoever my swim instructors were like, you gotta jump in. I'm like, I don't see it though. I don't know where it is. So that was a fun game because I never really participated because I couldn't see it.
Can't see without his glasses.
Yeah, I know. Let's see. I'm trying to. Oh, I had. There was a music counselor named Tom White. He was there for 2 years when I was a Dakota and a first year CIT. Mm-hmm. Now, as a Dakota, because I was the oldest, I never had him, but I knew him because of camp. That I see him around at camp, so I knew who he was. And then that school year, Tom White was my science teacher.
That's awesome.
And I was like, and he didn't know who I was because I was a Dakota. I didn't have him.
Oh.
So I was like, whoa, it's Tom from camp. And he's like, how do you know me? And I was like, oh, it's FCDC. You're the music counselor. I had to call him Mr. White the whole time. Because that was the school year, I was a first year CIT the next year when he was still there. And we first saw each other, he was like, Oh boy.
You again.
You again.
Oh yeah. That's my student is now my peer.
Yeah. I would like to have been the music CIT that year, but I wasn't. That was cool though.
Oh, I have an important question for you, Fink.
Yeah.
So you were once at one point my assistant in theater. How was I?
That was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun because I didn't know what to expect every day.
That sounds right.
And we also had our tribe was very good. That was Eli Cowell.
Oh yeah, that was a good, see, we always had the best tribe.
Oh yeah.
But that was a really good one.
Yeah.
They're all CITs now.
I know. All those kids were all like related to camp.
I know.
And so that was just great. And we also had Caroline Kalman as our CIT.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She does all the work as a
yeah. I remember there was one day where Ty and I were like, not feeling it today. And we just had Caroline do it as a first year CIT.
She was great though. We knew.
It was awesome. I that was the only time that Caroline was my CIT. And I was like, man. And I remember I was like, man, she's better than I am.
Step your game up. I know.
I know. Because I remember I started to feel like comfortable being like a counselor as like a second year assistant.
Yeah.
It's a tough job in a way.
Think you're just like the perfect person at camp. You're like a singular sensation. You're just like everything that like makes like camp special. And I just think you're the greatest. And I love that you're a part of it. I don't think we would have, there's never been another Fink and there never will.
And Ty, I have one more thing. Thank you. That was very kind of you.
I only say it because I mean it.
And it's true though. That means a lot.
My pleasure.
Yeah, that's what we do here.
Yeah. Me, video was always Kyle and Mike. So they, and then when Kyle left, I was like, whoa, hold on, people can leave camp.